Women age past men in doctorates in US. In the United States, about 6 out of 10 students in graduate schools are women. The same is true of today's young adults who already have a degree beyond college. As a result, the Census Bureau expects that more women than men will hold professions such as doctors, lawyers, and professors. Men had a faster growth rate than women in to graduate school in 2009. Still, women also earned. Women earned 60% of the master degrees. That was the level of about 90% of all the graduate degrees awarded. But a new report says that 2008-2009 academic year marked a change. Women also earned 15.4% of the doctorate degrees. The Council of Graduate Schools says this was the first year ever that women earned more doctorates than men. 42% of all doctors that year, the largest share, were in education, engineering, and biological agricultural science. But the report says between 1999 and 2009, graduate enrollment increased in all subjects. The fastest growth was in health science, business, and engineering. In 2009, graduate schools reported strong growth of 6% in first-time students from the United States. But enrollment of new international students decreased by about 2%, the first drop since 2004. The share of foreign new students in graduate schools fell from 18% to 16.5%. In other education news, President Obama marked the new school year with a speech Tuesday. He spoke from a school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Barack Obama: "You know what's going on in the news, and you also know what's going on in some of your own families. You read about the war in Afghanistan. You hear about the recession that we have been through. And sometimes you're seeing the worries in your parents' face or sense it in their voice. So a lot of you, as a consequence, because we are going through a tough time as a country, are having to act a lot older than you are." President Obama told students they need to work hard in school, because an education has never been more important than it is today. Barack Obama: "The further you go in school, the further you're going to go in life. At a time when other countries are competing with us like never before, when students around the world in Beijing, China, or Bangalore, India are working harder than ever and doing better than ever, your success in school is not just going to determine your success, it is going to determine America's success in the 21st century.